Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Hey, babe. So I was thinking about trauma and how trauma can give way to, actually give way to anxiety. And anxiety can give way to hurt feelings and depression.
Yeah, it's funny you use the word anxiety. Didn't realize that I was going through that because it wasn't talked about. And to hear how prevalent it is today is something I'm like, wow, I was dealing with this and didn't even realize I was going through.
It is talked about a lot today. It's more of an open space for it to be communicated.
Right.
Which at first, you're right, it wasn't as big for us over what, 20 years ago or so? Yeah,
at least. I was thinking about it and I was like, when I hear people saying they have anxiety, my mind goes click, 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 like, what? Get over yourself. You know, you don't have to go through this if you don't want to. You know, nobody chooses to go through what they're going through. You know, it chooses you. You know, situation does. And you want to make sure that, you know, you take it seriously because it can lead to depression.
Right, right, right. So I want to make sure you're saying that's what you used to feel. That's what you used to think.
Used to.
And that was simply because we were ignorant to the fact that these things are real. I mean, the Bible even talks about, the Bible even alludes to anxiety being there.
Right.
Because it says, don't be anxious, meaning it may come.
Yeah.
Don't be anxious, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. So we were in a situation where, I mean, just dealing with everyday normal stuff. So, I mean, like one week, the lights and the gas were turned off in the same week. And the following week, it was the water bill. And I'm like, there's literally nothing we can do. On top of that, you had just lost your job. And, you know, the van was, or not the van, but yeah, it may have been the Windstar, was going to be repossessed. So those gave way to some anxious feelings.
Yes, it did. It make you fall into a mild depression, so to speak. And what I say mild, because you're trying to still look the part and trying to keep it together. And, you know, it's kind of hard to keep it together when you're falling apart on the inside.
And why are we trying to look the part? Because we grew up in, I want to say, religion. We grew up where it didn't look right if you were constantly going through something.
If you're going through something, that means you're doing something wrong.
You're doing something
and
wrong.
And that's where we was put in position to make it feel that way.
You're the sinner. You're not close to God. God doesn't love you, or, you know, something along those lines. What are you doing wrong? And maybe that, you know, maybe it was just us feeling like maybe we're doing something wrong. You know, maybe maybe it wasn't other people, but that's just the mindset that we had. Like, we're going through so much. What have we done wrong? What have we done to make God angry? We're paying our tithes, but we're still being attacked. So we really must have done something wrong. And now people are going to think that we're sinners and that we're not as holy as we. I mean, we had titles on our name. You're an ordained deacon, a licensed minister. So to go through what we went through was like, this is embarrassing.
And in, when you saying embarrassment, you didn't want to talk about it, bring it up. we was made to feel like if you're going through something over and over and over, all you doing is just being a repeat offender, or what they call a oily saint.
Just getting along. Well, so don't be an oily saint, like getting prayer for the same thing over and over again. So it just that's the season.
You know, the thing is that you think about, you know, there's many times that people in the Bible that God called them to be leaders or do something. They was called to do something, but they had to keep praying, Lord, is this for me?
Right.
Is this for me? Is this for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you got to repeat that more than once, maybe God put you in a situation such as time as this, so you can call on him,
mm-hmm.
you know, because God does not set us up for failure.
No.
Let's get that clear.
And those are things we had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, we experienced a lot of trauma just in our relationship.
Yeah.
So because we went through the things that we went through, at one point, we, like keeping it 100, we mm-hmm. just got afraid to open a door when somebody knocked on it.
Yeah.
We thought it might be the lights getting turned off.
And there it is, trauma.
Yeah, trauma. We, every time we heard a big truck outside, we're running to the window to see if a vehicle's being repossessed.
Right.
And we weren't even in a situation where the vehicle would be getting repossessed, you know. We weren't even in situations anymore where the lights were going to get cut off. The bills were paid.
Mm-hmm.
So those were traumatic experiences.
Yes, it was.
Not knowing if you were going to keep your job is just trauma, you know, afraid mm-hmm. to speak up about certain things, trauma.
Yeah. You learn to keep your mouth closed. And that's another thing that can be also that works against you.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to speak clearly about how you feel, if not to anybody, but at least to God.
Whoa, yeah, that's good right there. Because mm-hmm. if we have experienced so much trauma and we think that we're experiencing the things that we experienced because mm-hmm. we've done something wrong,
yeah.
then like a kid that's done something wrong, they won't speak up and speak about their situation mm-hmm. to find the justice in it.
Yeah.
So they just stand there silent. And that is what we did.
Yeah.
We were like, well, we must have did something wrong.
Mm.
So we're reaping the consequences of the wrongdoing.
And so you we find didn't yourself speak. Being shamed.
We didn't, yeah. And we didn't speak out about our situation to God. We didn't take it before him in a way that was healthy, in a way that communicated who we were.
Right.
So we began to believe the lies of the enemy that said we deserved what we were going through.
And that's sad that you would even give the enemy that much power.
We did.
And mm-hmm. and I'm ashamed to say that mm-hmm. we did do those things.
We did do that.
But
mm-hmm.
through prayer and supplication and also believing,
mm-hmm.
having the faith, that knowing that God can continue to get you out of these things that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You're not stuck. There's always a ram in the bush.
Yes. And we found in many cases that was the case for us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of backtrack a bit. So we know anxiety is a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible says that we shouldn't be anxious, though.
Mm-hmm.
If through all things, through prayer and supplication, we make our requests known to God.
Mm.
So when we make our request known to God, like we had a situation.
Mm-hmm.
that occurred with us about a year ago.
Yeah.
That tried to cause some seriously anxious feelings.
I was feeling so defeated mm-hmm. in that short period of time. Because I'm like, why? And what happened? How mm-hmm. did this...
How did we get here?
How did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're doing like we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a trick of the enemy to try to get us... trying to make us hit the waves again.
Trying to put us back where we were. He was used to fighting us that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy to say, I'm going to take this.
Yeah.
And us believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And for a second there, we believed it.
Yeah.
We believe, well, this is what it's going to be. It's going to get taken. There's nothing we can do about it. And everything around us start pointing to the fact that it was, or to the idea that there was nothing we could do about it.
My Lord.
We were very close to nothing being done about
mm-hmm.
it. But when we realized who we were.
Right.
And began to say, well, no, there is something we can do about it because this is who we are. You don't get to bully us around and push us to and fro.
Yeah.
Something got done about it. And we came out of the situation.
Yeah, it reminds me of another situation and that happened years and years ago. I was dealing with tickets.
Mm.
And you wrote a letter.
Mm-hmm.
But before you wrote the letter, you was telling me, I'm going to write a letter to the judge, mm-hmm. and it's going to, I'm going to let him know about our situation, mm-hmm. this, that, and mm-hmm. the other. And you wrote that letter, mm-hmm. not knowing that it was going to be there that day mm-hmm. when I got to court. And everything that was supposed to happen to me didn't happen.
Yeah.
It got excused. I got mm-hmm. it. Because why? Spoken into existence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about traumatic experiences.
Yeah.
So if trauma can bring about anxiety, what are ways that we can know, or what are ways that we can share with people that we knew, or at least we know now what we were mm-hmm. dealing with, anxiety, we know then we know now. One thing I was thinking about was this, that constant negative conversation and worry-filled conversation, mm-hmm. like kind of like we mentioned, like, okay, you know, somebody's knocking at the door.
Mm-hmm.
The lights are about to get cut off. Yeah. Like, that's a crazy mindset
yeah.
to be walking in. And that's going to bring fear, and it's going to bring mm-hmm. anxiety. It's going to bring stress, mm-hmm. you know?
And every time we talk and I'm listening to the words we're saying, and we think about the word of God,
mm-hmm.
and God does not bring up the spirit of fear. And, you know, we should have known that right at the point. But at the point, we were not thinking that, because we were looking at our situation and not a solution to our situation, which is God.
Yeah. And well, you can know the word. You can mm-hmm. know that God hasn't given you the spirit of fear. But when you're in that situation.
And well, I was so thinking of me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking that.
Gotcha.
You mm-hmm. know, you may have, but I wasn't at that time, because mm-hmm. I was looking at the situation.
Gotcha.
And, you know, and it was looking more bleak than promising.
Mm-hmm. So then
I gave too much to the enemy.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So that's, yeah. And that's just basically what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
Believing the lies.
Mm.
Believing the lies, allowing the enemy's tactics mm-hmm. to be used against us, to be used against our mind.
Yeah.
So we tend to begin to think that we're the victim of every situation, too, when you're walking in anxiety
yeah.
and fear and things mm-hmm. like that. You're always the victim. So I know that a lot of times we were like, you know, this always happens to us.
Mm.
You know, there's nothing that's, you know, we can do to change the situation. Kind of like the Eeyore situation, yeah. Eeyore syndrome.
We think we're supposed to live like this.
Like, we're supposed to live like this.
Mm-mm-mm. The devil is a lie.
And that's traumatic conversation. Yeah. Those are feelings of being and feeling defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings about anxiety.
Yes, it does.
Because you feel like, I'm never going to get out of this.
Yeah. When you're feeling filled with anxiety and not realize that you are, because you never dealt with like this before. And like with me, it was just, I didn't realize that I was dealing with this until years later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I it was not a word. It was just, it was a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was led to believe, that, you know, it just push through it. You can make it. And which is good also. It's still a good thing. It's mm-hmm. still a promising word. But it wasn't the word I need to hear. I need to understand why I was feeling the way I feel mm-hmm. about situations.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that I kept my mind focused on the prize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know one other thing that was occurring with, well, it occurred with mm-hmm. you. And we could see some symptoms of that rising up again, was the feelings you had before we got married.
Mm, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. You know, I kind of dissed it from my mind. I guess it was part of me that I just didn't want to remember anymore. But early on, I was taking antidepressant. Mm-hmm. And I was dealing with some things that was very traumatizing to me. Didn't realize that it was traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering why I was so depressed. And I was dealing with it on my own. But then I had to finally, when I met you,
mm-hmm.
and you was also speaking against medication of that kind, that sort, because it was doing other things to me other than fixing a situation which it never fixed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was just being medicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was your situation. Mm-hmm. So you determined that medication wasn't your needed diagnosis.
It wasn't.
It may not be for somebody else.
It may work for someone else, but it did not work for me.
It just wasn't for you. It just made your situation worse. So mm-hmm. you found out in that situation that instead of medication, that maybe you just needed...
Meditation.
Mm-hmm. Meditation is what you needed. Meditation on God and mm-hmm. God's word. And I think we found that mm-hmm. over the years, after a while, that actually worked.
Yeah. It does work. Mm-hmm. And it also helped that you have somebody in your corner. That's one thing that you want to have people that's in your corner to speak things into you. But you also speak them into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you think about positive things, the less you think about the situation that you're going through.
Yeah, but the only way you can not think about what you're going through is knowing who you are.
Yeah, you got to know who you are in life, because life going to bring about.
Like, it's going to come.
It's going to bring.
We got bullied by life, and I'm just like, I can't reiterate that enough, because that's what happened.
Yes, it did.
We got bullied by life, and we got told by the enemy what we were and what was going to happen.
Yeah.
The enemy told us what our situation was going to be versus us telling the enemy, no, this is what the situation is. Mm-hmm. And again, it almost happened again, but we knew who we were this go-round. So... Mm-hmm. It's just easy to get caught up in the lies.
It's very easy.
If you're not, you know, in tune with the truth about who you are. And I think that's the one thing I probably want to leave with. Learn who you are, because that's the thing that we had to do, was learn who we were.
Right.
So I found also, too, that we were really moody and withdrawn.
Yeah.
Angry,
mm-hmm.
had trouble making rational decisions. Like, oh my goodness, trouble making rational decisions.
Wow.
Like, we were making some really
bad choices,
bad decisions to get out of the situations we were in. Like, how many cars did we lose to title loans?
We lost a couple.
I think two cars. And Lord, help us.
Mm.
I don't know how many payday loans we got that kept us in negative. Trying to get out of the negative, getting the payday loans and staying in the negative.
It was never set up for
failure. It never worked. Pay period after pay period. But we believed it was a good decision, because we had to get food. We had to make the car note. We had to pay the lights. Had to pay the rent. Had to pay the gas, water. Whatever. So let's get a payday loan. Goodness, dear, do you remember how long we stayed in the negative? Like, with just
longer
the payday
than I
loans.
Want to remember.
Do you remember you getting your paycheck and then the account still being negative after your paycheck?
That was sad.
It was depressing.
That's like,
oh my God.
That's like having a sandwich and the meat fall through right to the ground. You just enjoyed.
Oh no.
You was really trying to enjoy it, and all of a sudden all your fixings is on the ground.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy, dear. That'll bring depression on anybody.
Again, didn't know that I was dealing with anxiety at that time, because it wasn't.
Quite a deal with some anxiety and some depression if you working like you work in the money is negative
and
after the paycheck hit.
That's the killer part.
Gosh.
I put in extra hours to watch the check go away.
Oh, gosh. But those were the decisions we were making in order to try and stay out of the hole. Even paying our tithes. So even paying your tithes, God's going to give you the wisdom that you need. So we got to make sure that we're staying before Him and not jumping ahead of Him.
Right.
But like allowing Him to lead us. So we can say we have faith and we were doing things by faith.
Yeah.
But we got to make sure that we're doing things by faith and in the spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
those payday loans were not wise. A lot of interest, and it cost us a lot of years.
Yes, it did.
Of headache and stress and anxiety and pain. Mm. Because of decisions that we were making to fix the situation.
Yeah. And we know for a fact it never fixed
it. It never fixed it.
Only person benefit from that was the payday loans. Mm. They benefit and we did not.
So needless to say, we had trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm. It was hard to sleep. And I know we lost a lot of sleep. And losing a lot of sleep opened up the door to physical health issues, even in me.
Yeah.
So I know that my body started to suffer in a lot of different ways because of the stress that I was dealing with and not able to communicate.
You know, if you think about it, if you really think about it, which I'm glad we don't, but we lost a lot of good memories because of the bad decisions we made.
What you mean?
When I say that, you know, we could have avoided all of this if we had been wise.
Oh.
If we had been wise with our money. Or not say money, but wise with our decisions.
Wise with our decisions, because it's not,
we've always been wise with our money.
We
chose some bad situations
Do it right.
Fix it our way when it wasn't really broken. Patience is one of the things we needed to learn.
I think so.
Patience.
Yeah. Waiting on God.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on God, believing God, and seeking Him keeps you from getting yourself in situations where we can bring unnecessary anxiety on ourselves, if that's what I'm hearing you say.
Right.
Yeah. We were in a lot of situations. Now that I'm, you know, looking back, it's like, okay, we could have saved ourselves from a lot of this.
Yeah. So that's just one of the things that we want to make sure that we share with our family, our children especially, so they don't have to go through what we went through. We want to make sure that it's a clear understanding. We're not ashamed now, but we were ashamed then because we was trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Trying to keep up and, trying to keep up and not wanting to look like we were sinners, you know, so just all of that different stuff that up on us.
Yeah.
So some things that we did, though, after learning that that is not where we wanted to be was therapy.
Yeah.
Seeking a good therapist. I mean, not every therapist is a good therapist. If you get a therapist that is feeding into anxiety, you have anxiety. Let me prescribe you this for your anxiety, speaking that it's yours, you know, that's what I mean. Yeah. People may have different opinions about this, but my personal opinion is that get a therapist. You can have a good clinical therapist, but I think that a good therapist should also know the truth of God's word. And God's word, I can't help but go back to it, is just simple as this: do not be anxious. That's just the word.
That's
do not
the word.
Be anxious about anything.
Right.
But through all things, through prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. And He's going to free us from that thing. So if we see a therapist, the therapist can say, okay, this is a suggested, something I'm going to suggest, but this is God's truth.
Yeah. And one thing that you said, you know, making it known to God, not saying, what I'm saying is we did that. And it might not come when you want it, but it's always on time when you need it.
Yeah.
And we made our supplications. We made our life off to God. We gave it to the Lord. And we had patience enough to realize that changes are coming, because we saw the fruits of things happening in our life. Not everything was bad. You know, it was holding on to what we believe that was going to happen. And I think that helped us get through a lot because we kept the faith.
Eventually. And it wasn't that all the time. We eventually learned that giving things over and not worrying about it, because He's going to deal with things if we're allowing him to deal with
things.
If
we allow
him. If we
him.
Stop picking the stuff up, right. Then he deals with it. And those are things that we had to learn over time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't stuff that we were doing then because yeah. we were so used to fixing situations. You were a fixer. I was a fixer.
Oh, yeah. And every time I thought I was, my fixing was get another job.
Get another job. Mm-hmm.
So I'm working two or three jobs mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. one time. Working
you
a job with my eyes closed.
Four jobs at one point.
Oh, my God.
And the
God.
Fourth was working the janitorial service. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you were working constantly.
Yeah, constantly.
For us to get ahead, and it just still wasn't working. So that just wasn't God's plan.
No.
Surround yourself with positive people.
Yeah.
So if we're surrounding ourselves with people who are speaking the right thing.
Mm-hmm. In your corner and making sure that you be accountable for it.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you know, I remember, I'm not going to mention any names, but mm-hmm. it was an older gentleman and he's no longer with us, but he said some things to me that was very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite simple. You know, just, you know, if you want it, believe that you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just simple things like that,
hmm.
you know, and he was really wise in what he was saying. And it just blessed my heart that I was like, oh, my God, just that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
So life and death. So just mm-hmm. speaking what you desire, speaking what you believe. I mean, God wants us to have things. He wants yeah. us to have things so that he can get the glory out of our life and so that
all
other people
glory.
Can benefit from it. So mm-hmm. when we don't have anything, it's not bringing him any glory.
Right.
Mm. And that's the ultimate goal. So, yeah, we can speak what we want and it be done if that's what's going to honor God.
Yeah, having people around you is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that can speak things into your life as well as yourself. Make sure that you do it also.
Mm-hmm.
Not just rely on others to speak into your life, but speak those things. That way you don't have to think about the things that you're going through because you're concentrating on other things positive that can happen.
Mm-hmm. So affirming who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did a lot of affirmations after a while. For a season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for a long time, we had scriptures up around the house.
Yeah.
And
it's just a thing that we do.
Right. And we play music. We still play music. We still have scriptures.
Yes.
So those are things that we know work. When the spirit of anxiety tries to rise up, which it will, then we're able to remind ourselves constantly mm-hmm. through scriptures on the wall.
Right, right.
Those
right.
are good affirmations. Now the affirmations are not so woe is me-ish
mm-hmm.
where they used to be for us.
Yeah.
But now they are, Lord, help me to see your face type. Mm. You know, I'm going to look towards Jesus in this situation.
Yes.
I'm going to focus on love. I'm going to focus on trusting in you with my whole heart and my mm-hmm. whole soul. So they're just letting God know what we're going to do and what we're choosing to do.
Right.
Letting our situation know, letting the enemy know what we're going to do.
Amen.
And that's trusting God.
Yeah.
Versus, please get me out of this.
Hmm.
Those are no longer our focus prayers.
Yeah. And sometimes I think about scriptures like the thorn in the side and, it was a reminder for him to continue on, even though the thorn was in your side. We can continue to do what God said we can do, even through tough times.
Hmm.
That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay.
Even if it's tough,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's tough, mm-hmm. you can still get through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And we can. It's difficult to get through it. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, standing firm and flat-footed and making sure that you're believing that you can make it through it.
Yeah. Another thing for me is when I start to feel things try to rise up in my mind,
mm-hmm.
I go to maybe a hobby. So I like singing. I like dancing. Puzzles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Games.
Yeah.
Those are things that I enjoy doing. And that will help get my mind off of things. What do you do that
Well,
kind of pushes back those feelings and those thoughts when they try to rise up? Because they're gonna rise up.
yeah.
So, what are some thoughts or things that you do?
Well, I try to make sure that I maintain a clear mind. When my mind start wandering, I start thinking, no, I used to be that way, but not no more. Yeah, I used to say that, but not no more. Yeah, I used to hear this, but not no more. And when I say those things, it's letting the devil know that he does not have control over me. And he backs up and go along. Wherever he goes, he leaves me alone. You know, sometimes it takes two or three times, but it does work.
So yeah, I agree. Consistency is a big thing. It's not just a leave me alone and then, he's done type situation, or these things
No.
just go away. I mean, we said it, like
Yeah. Greet with your
even,
adversary quickly. Move on.
even now, how the same lies try to rise up and how the same lies almost got us. But it's consistency in communicating to ourself and communicating to those dark things who we are and what we know about our situation. And what we know is that God wants us prosperous.
Yeah.
He wants our minds free. He wants our heart free. He wants our bodies healed and healthy, because there's things that we have been created to do for His goodness. And if we're not healthy, we can't do it. And that's
No,
just not the plan.
that's definitely not the plan.
Because the plan is to prosper us and give us a hope in the future.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
And the plan also includes God's glory, getting the glory out of our life, and other people can see that, and they can see that God's using them, that it can also use you. When you go through something, it ain't just for you. It's for God's glory. And it's always to help somebody else. It's never just for you.
And I think that also has driven us to come out of the situations that we were in as well, because we have a family. We have people that we want to connect with in a way that brings God back the glory.
Right.
So when we are walking in, when we are allowing ourselves to walk in feelings of anxiety,
My Lord.
and when we are allowing ourselves to walk in the hurt and the pain of our trauma, then we have these feelings of hurt and again, victim and depression. And
Victim
then those are
mentality,
fed off onto the people that
yeah.
are put into our life to help and to assist and to be a blessing and a benefit to, and then God doesn't get the glory out of that. So I know that for me and you, we don't, I know that about us. We don't want to be in a situation where we're not allowing ourselves to be put in position and used in the way that we were created for,
Yeah.
especially when it's going to affect our kids
Yeah.
or other people.
And I think about what you said just then, you know, we're doing this for the benefits of others, which is our children, and for them to see us go through what we go
Mostly,
through. And here's the thing that the killer part is, when we were going through all the stuff we were going through, they thought we was rich.
they did.
'Cause we never ever, for whatever reason, we never showed ourselves defeated in front of them. Even though we felt defeated inside, and
Man.
anxiety and depression and loneliness and pity and all of those things was set up in our house, which is our body, but we didn't show it to them. And God, I think God honored that.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're seeing a lot of the good fruit of that today.
Yes,
So
we
I'm
are.
thankful that we were able to get through the times that we got through. I'm grateful that we're able to see now how we got through that, so that when
Yes.
things come up again, because again they are, when they come up again, we know exactly what to do and how to get through that stuff.
That's right. We can get through it and stand flat-footed and firm and say, no, we got this. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.